like to welcome you back to Old Off Staff and Practice Series. Yesterday we began, we gave a very brief, basic overview of the distinction between a kli shemalach de l'heter and a kli shemalach de l'iser, a vessel, an object that's typically used for a permissible use on Shabbos, that we say you're allowed to move, l'tzerach gufo, mekomo, or to preserve, to protect the object itself, as opposed to a kli shemalach de l'iser, an object that's typically used for a forbidden use on Shabbos. We say that although you are allowed to move it, l'tzerach gufo, mekomo, however, if you're moving it in order to protect the object itself, then it's going to be usser on Shabbos. And I'd like to continue that conversation and perhaps add a little bit of nuance to this categorization of a kli shemalach de l'iser, that there's really a machlokas rishonim, a machlokas up until today among contemporary poskim. If I have an object whose sole purpose is to be used for a prohibited activity, if I have certain electronic devices, if I have an immersion blender, I have certain toys in which they aren't used in any other way except for a prohibited activity, there are some poskim, there are some rishonim that are of the opinion that the leniencies, the exceptions, the permitted activities of moving it, l'tzarech gufo mekomo, would not apply. The only time we allow you to move a kli shemalach de l'iser for l'tzarech gufo mekomo is only if it has two potential uses, iser and heter, and it happens to be most of the time its primary use is for iser. If it would be both equal, then it wouldn't be categorized as a kli shemalach de l'iser in the first place. But if it has a primary function for a prohibited activity, then we say you're allowed to use the tzarech gufo umekomo. However, if its sole purpose is for davar ha'aser, then there are some poskim that would say that you're not allowed to move it, even if you need the place in which the object is occupying. Even if I am able to come up with a permissible use for the object, it would still be prohibited. This doesn't have the permitted exceptions that typically apply to a kli shemalach de l'iser. Now there's another factor that must always be assessed before moving or using a kli shemalach de l'iser, and that is whether it's muktzah machmas chisaron kis. We learned it in yesterday's daf, the concept that if I have an object in which its primary purpose is to be used for davar ha'aser, and I typically wouldn't use it for anything else out of concern that it would get ruined, it's valuable, it's expensive, and I don't want it to get damaged, and therefore I try not to use it for anything else, it would be prohibited to move it, even l'tzarech gufo umekomo. And there's one last category of muktzah that I'd like to briefly address, and it really comes up in today's daf as well, Shabbos, daf kuf chaf dalet, and that is something that's called muktzah machmas gufo. And that is something that doesn't really have any function. It's not a kli, it's not a vessel. It doesn't have a use. Now, I can create a use for it, and a simple example could be if I have some rocks that I want to use them as a paperweight, they're considered muktzah. And I'm not allowed to use them even, not allowed to move them even, l'tzarech gufo umekomo.